Welcome back to the Food Fellas podcast. I'm Dub. I'm joined by Nick.
Yo.
Nectro.
Yasu.
And Ange.
Yasu as well, because we're on the Greek catch here tonight.
Yeah. We just had Easter, but no Greek Easter yet. We're still waiting for that.
It's like a six week delay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
It's all right. We'll get there.
At least we've got cheap Easter eggs.
I feasted up on the weekend on home cooked food, but what about, we're going to start it off as always with our best or worst foods. Who wants to kick it off?
I'll go. The only thing is I went to like five places this week. So
yeah, you went on a trek this weekend.
Well, like college dropout, we ended up getting the Raising Cane's style burger, three patties. That was insane. Cookie Culture twice on the weekend. It was that good. Had to go back again. What else did we do? Grill Americano. That was pretty good.
I like it good.
Didn't try the tiramisu. By the time I got round through the mac and cheese, the onion rings, the steak, wow. I just got to tell you, if you haven't had mac and cheese from Grill Americano, you have to try it.
It's really good.
It's the best mac and cheese I've had.
It's a very good experience there. It is. Very good.
Don't hate me. Overrated for the price I'm paying.
It is on the expensive side.
Mate, take me to Rockpool for a steak there.
Rockpool's pretty good, but I'd be going back for the mac and cheese.
I like the way that they serve at Grill Americano. Like, it's very sophisticated. Yeah. They're all like in like shirts and, you know, just the way, I don't know.
The tiramisu, the level of service, the big bowl.
The tiramisu, I tell you, was the best tiramisu I've had in a restaurant.
I'll have to get down and try it.
Hate to cut you off, but speaking of tiramisu, just really quickly off topic but kind of on, Morgan, what's his name?
Oh, Whipworth.
Ainsworth.
The one that does the
Bistro Morgan.
Yeah, he's got a Biscoff one. Has anyone tried it?
No.
No, I've been meaning to go, but it
looks
good.
It's in Fitzroy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His new store,
Fitzroy. Yeah. That's where I've seen.
I actually haven't seen it.
But it looks really good. Right. Yeah.
Biscoff. Right, sorry, Ainsworth.
No. And I've just got to say, shout out to DJ at Maxi Moon Canteen as well. Went down there, he served up, it was like a six patty burger with like three donuts smashed in together. So that was something else as well. But yeah. That's me.
So what was your favourite though, Ange? Out of the lot, you're going to pick one.
Look, I'm going to say the burger at College Dropout was my favourite.
Yeah. The Yay one?
The Yay, Raised on Yay burger. Yeah. You just can't go wrong with the burger for me.
You went the three patties and bet Nick too. He had the double.
So. Yeah. He had to top me.
I'm waiting for someone to one-up me and go the four. So.
Come on, Dad. You can do it.
We still got it around. I might have to go get it.
That's me.
What did I eat? Okay, you know what? I got a good story here. So Sunday, you guys might have seen, we went down to College Dropout for the Easter special to help people out. And we're just there for like people that might have it rough and stuff like that. That meant we got to jump on the grill, right?
That would have been fun.
Yeah, got to make some smash patties. It's much harder than the pros make it look. Like smashing a patty was... Mine ended up looking like when your dad takes you to a Sunday park and makes you one of those patties on the park barbecue.
The community barbecue.
No, ended up getting okay at it. And then we ended up turning the In-N-Out animal style fries into a burger. So it was meat, cheese, chips, meat, and then the sauce, pickles.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Look, it's so simple. It's basic, but sometimes just mixing the potatoes with the meat, like the texture, it was just, it just hit the spot. That was my favorite for the week.
And you had a big fan of the podcast join you too, Big Sammy.
I did, Shout out to Sammy, was slinging some burgers. He's one of those guys that you just, you know what, you just meet, you get along with him.
Straight away.
He was actually saying to us about how much he likes listening to the podcast and that. So shout out to you because I know you listen.
Shout out to Sammy.
Maybe we get him on one day.
Oh, yeah. Shoot shop. Yeah. Well, next year, if you're still thinking, I'll talk about my home-cooked Italian food that we had.
Can't go wrong.
Nah, we had the... First course is always pasta, lasagna. Always good, made by my mum. Yeah. My mum's the best cook, obviously.
Oh, that's sweet.
Plenty of chicken cotlettas.
Yeah. No, we didn't have chicken cotlettas. We had some meatballs. Charcoal chicken. We made some meatballs after the fact, Monday, because we had leftover meat. But
a bit disappointed you didn't bring any for us.
I should have brought the little plastic containers. Spread them out. Yeah, we had heaps of food left over, but... charcoal chicken. We made a porchetta as well for the first time, which came out very well on the spit. So that was good, man. We had heaps of leftovers. I'm still eating them now. So, but it was a good Easter.
Nice. Yeah, it was. It was a nice day too.
I saved the Biscoff eggs for Easter. And
you told your family, leave them alone.
My cousins were eyeing them off, man. I'm like, nah, these are mine.
Was that the first time you tried them?
I waited, man, because obviously we got them all. But the white ones
are
better. The white ones.
Good. I was going to say, can we just say quickly a shout out to everybody that got involved in the giveaway, because that was like phenomenal. The amount of comments, sharing, like it's been absolute insanity. So thank you for getting involved in that. We really do appreciate it. And whoever wins it is going to be very, very lucky.
Winning in Biscoff.
And by the time you're listening to this, the winner would have been chosen, though we might be doing giveaways once a month.
Yeah, I think after that. Tuned, yeah, definitely.
See
what
happens. We'll see.
All right, Nectra.
I'd say I didn't mind the new Cadbury Dream.
The raspberry.
It wasn't the best thing I ate this week, but what I'm saying is I liked that. And
compare that to the Tony's one. Raspberry from Cadbury just hit. It just hits different. It's more like different. Sweet artificial raspberry. Yeah.
Whereas like the Allens, you know those Allens ones.
Yeah, the lolly. The raspberry in the Tony's is like freeze dried,
floral kind of like.
Yeah, it's
rose water.
Yeah.
Rose water.
Yes, literally. Yeah. Good bar, I reckon. Yeah.
And you know what? It's nothing groundbreaking, but I don't mind a Junior Mac.
Junior Mac.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's a bit juicier and like the same size as a quarter pounder.
Yeah.
So that's probably nothing special though this week.
Nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, just touching on that, the Grand Mac and the Junior Mac are back.
Yeah.
Maccas, in case those people didn't realise.
The Mac family.
And just quickly, Ange, because he's a pizza shape king, he's the king of pizza shapes. Talk about what did you announce this week?
Taco Bell and Shapes have released the new Ultimate Cheese Burrito, which is something that I wasn't really expecting. Pretty much Ultimate Cheese Shapes crushed up inside the Taco Bell burrito with a side of lava sauce and more crushed up shapes. So you guys know me, I'm a bit of a sucker for the shapes. And
yeah, so just for a reference, for the last 4 weeks, Andrew's been at home every day toasting, praying something happens.
Between acai shapes, you guys have fully got it out for me and that's all fine.
I love shapes too,
I've actually never had the cheese shapes before, like those ones. I've never had those ones before.
They're good. They're nice.
They're more crispy or something. Yeah.
I do feel sorry for you, though. You went and got your burrito today.
Mine didn't have the shapes in it. What? I got the packet and the little dip, but apparently it's meant to have shapes inside.
Shout out to Taco Bell if you're listening. Our man Dub here, he missed out on his crushed shapes.
Changed.
It's still good. It's happened to me plenty of times. Don't worry.
It's still good, though.
It's annoying, though. Like, you go because you're expecting to have this hype and you're looking forward to it, and then you don't get it.
This happened to me like a couple months ago when Red Rooster had the new burgers, the pickle bird one. And I said to you, remember, I was meant to have pickles. I didn't get any pickles in it. I'm like, what is this? It's called a pickle burger. And I hated
no
on it because
not even one.
Well, I hated on it because the sauce had pickles. I'm like, is that it? But there was no pickles in it.
Far out.
I was gonna say, timestamp this podcast because we have this thing on here. Whenever we mention something, it comes like the Tres Leches cake, right?
Manifestation.
Next year, Coles are gonna have acai blend hot cross bun.
I'll be first in line.
They're gonna be purple.
Run, don't walk. They'll be purple, and I'll be waiting.
I'm telling you, timestamp it.
They do have acai Woolies I've seen, like in a tub.
Yeah, the frozen. Yeah. And
is it good?
I haven't tried it.
What is it, like an ice cream sort of?
Looks like a tub.
I think it's something you put in, like, what's that ninja creamy thing that's come out these days?
Yeah.
And Yochi have done their new take home tubs as well, and I think there's acai there as well. So anyway, that's enough for acai for me today.
Too much talk of acai. We've got the Sydney Easter show still kicking on with all the acai there.
Acai and spuds in Sydney is just, it's a whole new level. So that's a topic for another day.
I've seen a few videos where they're like, we grew up on spuds. It was like a poor man's meal. Now they're charging like $20-something for a spud.
It's crazy. It's
like, good spuds.
Oh, they're here.
They mustn't have Spud Bar in Sydney.
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
Who knows?
You know what? Have you been to America? You've been to America.
Yeah.
They do loaded potatoes over there where they split a potato in half and they load it up with like barbecue meat. Yeah. Oh, man, I would die to have one of those again.
Brisket or pork. Yeah.
I feel like you can get that somewhere here, sure.
But not like a spud.
Not like
Philly
cheese,
a Philly cheesesteak spud over in like Philadelphia or somewhere like that that knows what they're doing.
No. It's different.
There's a stadium in Texas that does the bag of Doritos. They rip it open. They just pour beef in there with cheese sauce.
They call it the walking taco.
That's it. Yeah, the walking
taco. Who's doing that?
I can't remember where, but there's a place that actually has it. It's called a Doritos stand. It's full Doritos brand and everything, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, Doritos is massive there.
Yeah. Sad we don't get all those flavors here.
Not at all. The ranch one.
I want Cool Ranch back. Yeah. Yes, Cool Ranch.
Have you had a chance to think now?
About?
Oh, no, you already did your. Sorry.
There's nothing
Speaking of chips, 7-Eleven got the exclusive Twisties
spicy ramen.
Ramen.
Who tried them?
But I was going to say, did anyone see the sparkling hot dog water?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything worse. Like, you know when you're saying they're cooking a hot dog?
No,
it was real because one of my friends that I know in America reviewed it. Like, I'll pull it up. I'll show you.
Yeah. Hot dog juice.
Hot dog sparkling water. It's an actual thing. It's an actual thing.
Because the hot dog water that sits in, yeah?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. This goes like back to what we're saying, obviously off the podcast, but we'll just try and keep you guys quickly updated. Over there, they do cool stuff. They sent out an influencer pack like for the hot dog water and sent it out to influencers to try, and like it's so interactive and stuff. Yeah. I think it might have been an April Fool's kind of.
Right.
Well, that's like the prime fried chicken they did.
I've seen Logan.
Well, Logan Paul sent it out to everyone in a full KFC box with his face on it.
That's bad.
I don't know if you saw it said not for human consumption on it.
Did you see that? Everyone saw it, drank it, spat it out straight away.
Yeah. Right.
I feel like it would have been prime with like chicken stock in it or something.
That's what people say. Yeah, chicken stock.
Or like that gravy taste, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. It was good. Like the bottle looks sick, man.
I just wanted for the bottle. Yeah, it looked good.
You know what? 90% of the stuff that they April Fool's us with, I would actually try it for the factory.
So good, yes.
Even the disgusting ones. Like, was it Big M that had the hot chips milk? Give it to me.
I would. It's intriguing.
100%. I would definitely spit that out straight away. But anyway, before we get to April Fool's, because that's the topic of today, we'll delve into that very soon. We've got some more food news to discuss. Arnott's, new Treadles? What are they?
I don't know. I feel like they're biscuits, but like a chocolate bar at the same time. I've got no idea.
They look like a little pod or something.
They're coming soon. Similar to a pod or something.
Mars or
Snickers pod. So we'll wait and see what they're about, but they're coming soon, these three 7-11 flavors.
7-Eleven or Woolies and Coles?
Coles.
I'm not saying anything about anything to do with Arnott's leaking a product because.
Well, it's on the Coles website, so surely.
And you had the Coca-Cola line. Anyone else had the Coca-Cola line?
Yes. Yeah. It was good. I really liked it.
Yeah. That would have been good. I haven't tried it yet, but go to a restaurant, put a little lime in it or lemon. It's just refreshing.
Not super strong, but it's the flavor hits still. Like, it's nice. It was a good one. Definitely.
I still can't find that. Been looking for it for a while.
I saw it randomly, and I never go to this area, but Camberfield.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's not.
I never go there.
There. You never go there.
But I happen to be there.
So if you're looking for him, don't go to Camberfield Coles because you won't be there.
My friend actually said to me the other day, does Nectro live at Coles?
Pretty much. I've got a bed there.
Do you sleep there?
Nah.
Yeah, that show.
I am there often, though, definitely.
Superstore? You watch it?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's you.
But I love how you said it to us the other night. You were bored and you were just at Coles. It was like 11:30
at night. No, I wasn't bored. I was doing steps.
He wanted to get his steps in, remember?
Wanted to get your steps in.
It was pissing down rain. So I'm like, I'll just go there and walk around.
Raining and Nick drives at Coles.
No, and it was 9:30, thank you.
I was having this conversation with my parents, right, because they were like, why do you go and look for so many, like, snacks and stuff, like go so many calls.
I'm
like,
man.
At this point, I would not know what to do with my life if I stopped doing I don't even know what it's been that long doing this that I'm just like, if I stopped this,
you'd feel lost.
I'd have like a mental breakdown. What do I do? What does a normal person do?
I don't know about you, but like once you found it, you're like, oh yeah. But I think the thrill of finding it is more like
the thrill of finding it. Yeah,
he's going to like five different supermarkets. Yeah.
But now the app does help. Like if it says in stock, 100%. Most times it's there.
Unpopular opinion. I feel like app and leaks ruined it. My best find so far has been when I just walked in and I saw the Biscoff ice cream for the first time. Like we had no idea they were coming.
Nah.
And that was just I saw like the love of my life down the aisle. Yeah. That's what it was like, right? So when it gets leaked and stuff, I'm like, oh, I'd rather just not know.
Yeah.
No shade. I think it's
no, 100%. I feel
not
you
knowing.
On that. Yeah.
And you walk in there and you're just like, wait, Biscoff ice creams? Holy crap. Like, whoa.
But that's like, now we're in the internet, well in the internet era.
That's how
the world is now with social media. Like news just breaks straight away. Like obviously we used to have mainstream media, but now with social media, just straight away, like you know what I mean? And then you got people, you know, leaking things and all this stuff. It's so hard not to bring out stuff, you know? Like you got to leak the news.
The element of surprise, there's nothing like it. Like
you feel like a kid
this
again,
was
man.
Coming.
You feel how like good kid again. Like you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Back when you used to go, you know, to the shops with your parents and then you're like, I want this, I want that.
Yeah, totally.
What about Mr. Beast? What do we think of the chocolate?
Improved.
You reckon?
Is anyone?
There was a new. I feel like there's a new stock influx lately because I've seen in a few more Woolworths.
Packaging looks a little bit different, maybe.
I don't know.
But definitely on the one that's coming.
A lot of people hated on it when it came. Obviously, it is. Is it expensive? Yeah. For what it is.
Yeah. Look, I really like Mr. Beast himself and what he does, and he gives away a lot of money. The chocolate itself is pretty boring, but hey, that's Australia. Apparently there's heaps of flavours overseas.
Yeah, he's got a lot more flavours. And like before it actually come out here, I was going to like order it online and bring it over, but then it ended up coming here, so I didn't do it. But
man, chocolate bar's average, but it's one of those things where it's like, I know my $4 is going into creating this amazing cinematic content.
I agree.
Just take my money either way because I watch his videos. I love it.
Yeah. And
you can't hate on some of the videos and ideas where it's like the peanut butter one was so bad. But I'm just like, you know what? I love your content. I'm happy to support.
I like the rice, the crispy one better.
Mm.
That one's actually good.
Look, I didn't love any of them that much, but the new one's called Peanut Butter Crunch, I think.
Yeah.
And it actually looks like there's actual filling in there.
Yeah, okay.
The peanut butter was the worst one, though. Did it just definitely. The peanut butter tasted almost artificial, like it was but weird.
Again, when someone's changed people's lives, giving money away, take it. That's why I buy it.
I agree.
I just feel sorry for all the parents that are going to be dragged to the supermarket with their kids.
Yeah.
Chucking tantrums in the aisles because they can't find it again.
But do you reckon the hype will be the same
as
when they first dropped?
I think so.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see, I guess.
Because people went crazy when they came to Woolies.
I remember kids were walking past.
You were literally, as soon as the stock came out, sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Prime.
Yeah.
And now Prime's on the shelf every day, I see.
I feel like people are saying it's overhyped, but they limit the stock early on. It's like when they get the exclusive one at 7-Eleven first. Like they only get a couple of slabs, and once it's gone, you don't see it until it comes out to Woolworths or Coles.
Do you reckon the Prime here is the same? Not America.
No, it's not. The one over there.
Weaker here.
Different formula, yeah.
Yeah, so even like anything, Ghost.
Yeah.
Energy drinks.
Energy drinks, all that kind of stuff. The market over there likes a more syrupy, sweeter taste. Right. Whereas if you taste Ghost, sorry to be saying Ghost, but it's the best example, right? If you taste the Ghost energy drinks over there to the ones down here are way more watered down for the Australian.
Yeah.
Market.
The problem is if they bring the actual US version here, the media gets a hold of it and says these have got this amount of sugar, it's not good for our kids.
Right.
There's banned items on the ingredient list as well.
But is that the same for all American, for example, American products that come here?
They need to make a different version for Australia because based off the sports nutrition stuff, our laws down here are some of the most tightest when it comes to sports nutrition.
One thing for the new Reese's or not. The caramel one tastes different to the American one. That should be the same.
They use
calories are the same.
Vegetable oils. They use some sort of oils in their chocolates and stuff.
I think the Reese's in the US taste better.
Yeah, okay.
When I have imported ones, and I actually had my caramel one from Bruce the other day, and
you tried the one that's in 7-Eleven?
I haven't got it yet. That'd because I still had some. It would be, but. Yeah. Maybe we get one off Bruce
still,
and try it.
Still either way.
Either way, good. Yeah.
Going back to Prime, right, you can hate on them, say it's washed up, over. This guy has got on a WWE ring for main events, right?
He's sponsoring the WWE ring now.
He's assembled the Avengers of like R&B, football teams, football players, Haaland from NBA Man City to all be Prime athletes. Like you can hate him, right?
Yeah.
But hate them both. But with the way they've done it and delivered it, it's in your face anywhere. Like your favorite star is holding a Prime bottle.
Yeah.
The way I don't know if you guys watch much wrestling, but the way he positions Prime during WWE, which is like 2 million plus viewers in your face.
Got the advertising on the mat.
It's everywhere.
So every time they wrestle now at the pay-per-views.
That's good.
The PLEs.
And it goes back to what we're saying with Mr. Beast. Like if you're seeing your favorite football player holding Prime and you're a kid, you're going to idolize like, oh my God, I need to buy it.
Yeah.
You know?
But do you feel like people hate him or do they hate the actual drink?
I think there's people that do not hate him, but don't like him, I think.
He's quite likable, though.
The expense of getting cancelled here because people, it's a very touchy subject. Like, I don't agree with what he did in his early YouTube days. I don't know if I'm not going to mention it because it's pretty bad.
Yeah, but he also says that too. Like, obviously, there's things that he regrets and whatnot.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think as you get older, you grow.
Yeah.
Right? Unfortunately, being in the limelight, you don't get a chance to be like, I've gone past what I've done. Like, what he did on YouTube will always be there, right? And people are going to remember him for that. If you move past that, right, not only has he become a successful boxer, people can say what they want. He has successful wrestling style. He's got a successful brand now. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Plus, you got kids walking around with his bottle. They love him. They love KSI. You know, like it, when the kids look up to you, that's when you know they've changed. They're doing good in the world. 100%. You know what I mean?
But I feel like one mistake shouldn't hold. That shouldn't be held against you forever. But I know what you're saying. 100%. It's always going to be a
topic. You know how the media is bringing up old things.
So like Kim K with her videotape.
Yeah. It's always brought
she's
up.
She's always going to be known as that.
It's always there.
What
about Chocolate Muscle Nation? We have something.
I'm so excited about this.
What can you tell us? Let you guys ask me the questions about this. And I'll see what I can answer and what I can't.
Let me smell the fist.
Let me smell it. How did it come about? Look, I know you're an athlete for...
Yeah, I'll give you the quick rundown. So basically, like, obviously 5-6 years ago, I rocked up to an expo and I said to Chris, I follow you on Snapchat. Because back then he was like an iron lifestyle Snapchat guy. And I said to him, man, can I get your autograph and stuff? He's like, yeah, sweet. And I was like, can I help out at the booth? And he's like, yeah. So I handed out t-shirts for 3 days, 3 hours. Back was killing me. Went and slept in the car because I didn't have enough of a budget to get a hotel room for all of us.
Yeah.
So, and then from there I got signed, started doing the food reviews, Fat Sundays. And it just blew up from there. And then obviously after the whole Woolies thing came out and stuff like that, we just kind of said, hey, like, you know, I bring up America because you had like Ghost Energy collaborating with C-Bum, like his brand. Then you had Christian Guzman collaborating with C-Bum. And I'm just like, you know what? In my opinion, again, it's always my opinion, not fact. Everyone down here has an ego about like my brand can't work with their brand because I'm not getting anything back. They're not going to be like, Muscle Nation is 10 times, 100 times bigger than me, right? And they don't need to do this. But you got two people that, you know, love the brand, two people that are aligned, working together to bring something that you guys benefit from.
Yeah.
So we came together and we're like, let's do it. And honestly, like the like outcry and messages for it has been unbelievable. Like I'm shocked at how much people wanted something because it's just like, I don't know, you don't really ever like sit down and look at what you've done. It just kind of becomes like you're an autopilot. It's just, you don't really stop and think, holy shit. So it hasn't really hit me yet, but that's basically how it became.
I feel like we'll do an episode based around how it all came about or
If they want,
go more in depth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But roughly that's,
we'll like people are excited. Oh, I am definitely.
Yeah.
Could have bought us some today, but anyway.
expecting a sample. Yeah.
He's got it on his story hiding from us.
Do you have any news on where people could maybe test it for the first time?
So if you're going to the Fitness Expo, the Oz Fitness Expo next weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be there.
What are the dates?
13th, 14th.
Yep.
Melbourne Exhibition Centre. Going to be there with the bar. You can come down, see the flavour. Some of you are starting to guess on it. Some of you aren't. That's all I'm saying.
Maybe we should go, boys. What do you think?
I think we should go.
I think we'll make an appearance.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
If you want a Food Fellas in person.
Andrew reckons we're One Direction or something.
let's just get a booth.
You're going to start wearing disguise out and about, are you?
Yeah. Food Fellas booth. Imagine I reckon I'm going to get like one of those mullets. and a pair of sunnies.
Oh, in disguise, you reckon.
Interesting. last piece of food news. one that we thought was an April Fool's because I mean it came out a year ago. The Grimace Shake. Yes. Apparently, rumors it's coming.
That's what I've heard.
Next year, surely, I've got a sauce. Remember,
surely it's coming. But
some Maggie's employees I've seen on Instagram and TikTok are saying it's not true as well, and some are saying it is.
They were saying that about, for example, the Caramello coming back. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
But they probably
if they look at their, apparently, I don't work at Macca's, but if they look at their
we should ask our mate.
Yes, we need to get closer to that guy.
Shout out for the butters, actually. Yeah.
Shout out to our mate at
it'll make sense later.
Victoria Street, Macca's.
Yeah. But yeah, apparently it's coming. So look, it's been a year since it was released. Because Grimace's birthday is June, so I'm guessing it'll come here in June as well. Did a lot of people OD or die from drinking
it? No, it was just videos created. It was a trend.
The people would drink because of the colour. They were drinking it and then having a seizure or whatever.
It tastes like berry,
Yeah. But it was such a viral thing that like, I don't know, like going back to what we were discussing before, how Australia is such a small market.
Yeah.
Like,
And also this Prisma point, like I'm about to mention the adult kids box, I literally forgot who it was.
Who? Kermit Frost.
Okay, there's my point. Don't even know. Week. Remember, right?
Yeah.
Who, what relevance is Grimace down here? Like I could be just outmasking, nah, not from a statement.
Everyone knows Grimace.
Grimace to me, I grew up on. When you go to the parties at the McDonald's.
It's a childhood,
he was on the wall.
Childhood thing for
us. Yeah, definitely a childhood thing.
Correct. So why can't we use like an Aussie, do our own version, Blue's Clues shake, right? Everybody knows Blue's Clues. That's like a throwback for us. Like why are we so fixated on American stuff?
No, but Grimace is part of the Macca's family.
Yeah, he's not American.
But
I know what you're saying.
No, but look, going back to how we discussed about the adult Happy Meal, I feel like, yes, they should have leveraged it into being someone Australian. And definitely using that platform, you know, they've worked with Kid Laroi, but it wasn't really, there wasn't much there, you know, like, I don't know, do something with some Australian icon that would make sense.
The Grimace one makes more sense than Kermit Frost, in my opinion. Okay.
Yeah, obviously because Kermit Frost is big in the US, but not so big here. Like, I think people just got it because of the little nugget toys, obviously.
It's just more fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, apparently that's coming. So we'll see what happens.
See, I got told by a source about the that works at Macca's. You know those donut balls? McPops. Apparently they were overseas pictures, right?
And yeah, the ones you used were overseas.
Yeah, they were overseas, but they're
definitely
coming.
But we got told. Yeah, I got told as well.
Oh, I got told they weren't even on the system. And this is why I hate posting stuff, because if you get it wrong, delete your account.
I've been sent photos from a couple stores in New South Wales that have already trialed it.
They've already trialed them here. Yeah, I got told that he trialed them at his store too, the guy that I spoke to as well.
Okay, cool. So that's – yeah, okay. Just –
no confirmation on when, but they're definitely trialing them out.
So what's our value?
And so far, they're liking them.
Is Grimace Shaker yes or no? What do you think? It's coming or not?
I reckon it is, definitely. I know someone else mentioned it. Who was it?
But you
Did
know
Russ
what?
Say?
Yeah, Russ mentioned it as well.
This makes sense because
and it's on the, you know, the where they press the button?
Yeah.
Where you order?
The screen.
It's already showing up.
Oh, so why the are people saying
that's what Russ said. That's right. He had a photo,
Because some people are saying that they work there and it's not on their system.
Okay.
Some people are saying it is.
Maybe it's a trial at the moment.
Or maybe just the biggest stores have it so far. Who knows?
If you look at the Kerwin Frost box, that released, 12 months ago? And then we finally got it 12 months later.
It wasn't that much. It was in November last year. So 3 or 4 months, yeah.
So it could be. Like could be coming.
Yeah.
You know what I hate they do down here? Actually, that reminds me because I'm going to get on one now, right? They release a Milo McFlurry, right? They release a Tim Tam, an Oreo. They release now a Grimace Shake. They put it in bloody normal cups. Give us a cool packaging.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be cool when there was the cool packaging stuff. Give us something cool.
The one in the US had, like, the birthday streamers, the Grimace. Yeah.
Hopefully we get a cool.
But that was a plastic cup. We don't use plastic cups in it.
Oh, yeah. So we That's won't actually that. Correct. There you go.
I just feel like, and a lot of people might hate this, but I guess you guys would agree, but aesthetically looking, and when you're creating content, you need clear.
Where
the McFlurries come now, like you can't really see what's going on.
Yeah. Even the Sundays now, they've changed to the cardboard. Yeah. Like I like seeing that chocolate.
Too. I agree.
You know what? Macca's used to give away those Coca-Cola glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the Grimace Shake in a glass Coca-Cola glass.
That would be sick. Yeah.
Take it home, it's wash it. Reuse it.
Look, we're not against recycling plastic or that 100% stuff.
100% I'm not.
The thing is, there's ways around this stuff. Like, obviously, we're all paper at the moment, but we can still recycle, I assume.
Could they make, clear paper?
The thing is, right, imagine, they're still giving us our frappe and everything else in a plastic. Frappe, that's how you pronounce it. Not a frappe. Oh,
yeah, frappe, mate.
So maybe vanilla needs to get paper.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It'd be interesting to see, but okay, so you're saying yes, it's coming. What are you saying?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, cool. Okay, sweet. That should be exciting.
I don't see it. Look, I feel like, and I love Macca's, everyone here does, but lately their menus have been pretty...
Recycling a lot of stuff.
Yeah, too much. Speaking of recycling, too much recycling.
No hate, but just a lot of recycling, man.
Like, I feel like the Canadian new menu is called Remix, and that's pretty decent. Yeah. Like, we can kind of make it ourselves now. But
overseas, they just get different flavored stuff. Like, You know, like the Canada one was sweet chili chicken or something. Like, when have we? I swear we've never had sweet chili chicken.
They got an apple pie McFlurry, which was
the
just Greek
one, the crispy sim.
No, it was the
the Greek one is like, so obviously when Greeks last,
whatever it is,
crispy they don't have or? Meat. So it's basically seafood.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a McShrimp.
The crispy sim.
I don't know what it said.
No, it was McShrimp or something, wasn't it?
I don't know, but it's all seafood option burgers and veggie.
Crispy sim, wasn't it?
Oh, this is going to kill me now. I need to get this up.
No, I'm saying it on purpose. It was a crispy shrimp.
Shrimp, okay.
About 10 times.
You know what? Just give me a Greek Mac and I'll be happy.
I was like, crispy.
I agree with that. I reckon that'll be good. Just and give people me, would yeah, love 100%. It.
What was that? We missed
the Greek
it.
Mac. So give me a Big Mac with the tzatziki, the beef.
That'll be what good.
The lettuce, tomato.
Well, they'll probably make the patty lamb.
Yeah, that'll
if
be good.
If they wanted to really make
chicken
it Greek.
They've already got grilled chicken.
Chicken.
Yeah, they do too, yeah.
But chicken, I prefer lamb or pork, but yeah.
So
yeah,
a lamb burger with tzatziki on it?
Yeah, a bit of lettuce, tomato.
Macca's, bring a mustard. Greek menu. That'll be – people love
we've
Greek
got,
food.
We've
they
got
really
a pretty
do.
Big Greek community in Melbourne, Macca's, so give us a Greek burger.
I'm hoping now with like the induction obviously of Carl's Jr., obviously Five Guys, we've got Wendy's coming. It's going to kind of create that like competition now because think about it, it's a monopoly, right? You've got Macca's, which is massive. Obviously Hungry Jack's. They're not Maccas, right? There's no incentive to do anything creative.
No.
Now that you've got Five Guys, for example, coming down with Biscoff Shake, and then you've got didn't Carl's have a Biscoff something as well?
They did. That was the first they have the Biscoff Shake can ice cream. Yeah.
Hopefully it's like pressuring them to be like, hey, we don't actually be creative. Like Australia is not just the arse end of our operation. Because that's what it feels like sometimes. We just
We just get the scraps.
Yeah.
We get the scraps.
I feel like KFC's pretty similar to that as well too. Like I feel like they haven't given us anything new for a very long time.
Bro, they're getting rid of the crushes was the worst thing that they did.
Apparently they weren't selling though. That's what's weird.
I think so I heard the machine was too like
hard to maintain.
Hard to maintain or something like that as well. For what that was, obviously
I don't know, but the Gateway Crusher was sick.
Yeah, they were insane.
Yeah,
I might recreate it with the biscuits.
It's a good idea.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
this guy. Yeah, I don't know how you have the energy to recreate.
You could put a Golden Gay Time ice cream in there as well.
Yeah, no, you can get the custard. You can mix all this stuff and just blend it with ice.
That's a good idea.
Ninja, everyone's loving the Ninja Creamy lately, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
I might have to get myself one, I think.
Yeah, you're gonna make a sai in it?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
You've got time. I'd rather just go buy a tub of something and mix it.
Yeah.
Says the guy who takes his Easter eggs to McDonald's.
I know. But you know what I mean? That's time consuming, literally.
Because
you've got to freeze it.
No, you got to blend it, then freeze.
And
then
once it's finished freezing, you've got to blend it again.
Yeah,
it's like
it's a long process.
That's
man.
A long process.
That leads us on to the one I'm excited to talk about. Because I feel like every year we get teased with these mad creations that I would happily eat. Okay, and they're just always ideas.
April Fool's.
Take us away.
April Fool's.
April Fool's.
We love the April Fool's creations.
I love April Fool's Day.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
I swear every year you wake up and you actually forget and then you're like, what's this? Yeah.
Maccas didn't do one though, no?
Not this year.
I don't think so.
They did just the picture of loading.
Yeah, which was the thing which for the promo for the Mega Mac.
Yeah, that was the Mega Mac. Yeah, or the Grand Mac.
Maccas normally do good ones.
Yeah.
Like props to Daniel's Donuts. I don't go there often.
Tell us.
But to do an actual pickled donut and go through with it. And like it showed it's for itself. People went out and stores were selling out. Everyone was tagging them.
Yeah.
People want this. People want to have a bit of fun. Like,
yeah, I agree.
People want some fun in their lives.
It shows to follow through with these things, like these crazy creations.
Just do it. Yeah. Why not?
Obviously, if it's not, you know, if it's doable, then like pickled donuts, doable. Mm.
And only for one day, which was what creates urgency to go get it. You know?
Yeah.
It's a smart business move on behalf of Daniels, that's for sure.
Yeah.
100%. People packed out for it. Like,
if it wasn't raining, I would have went.
Yeah, I went to the Springvale one and there was people waiting outside. Everyone was like, the pickled donut, talking about it. Like, you know.
It's a good marketing idea.
No, that's great.
One, speaking of like following through with it, Domino's pizza cereal, like, I don't think you can follow through with that realistically.
I would
Nick
love that.
Nick said he would eat it as well.
I would love it, but not with milk.
Not with
just
milk.
Give me
as
pepperoni,
a snack.
Yeah.
It'll be just one you eat
as a snack.
Yeah.
I think it was mozzarella filled and then pepperonis on the outside.
That'd be good.
The The Pizza Hut thing, I saw the SpongeBob. I thought that was an April Fool's thing.
Yeah, I thought it was real.
It's definitely real. What is it?
It's like a pumpkin Hawaiian. Pineapple Hawaiian
that's
sauce.
That's one.
On the chicken wings. Yeah. But isn't that sauce on the pizza as well?
On the pizza.
Isn't that ice cream?
And then there's ice cream as well, too. With bacon bits.
There's two different ice creams and a pizza with the pineapple sauce.
Has anyone tried it yet?
No, but I want it.
Yeah, that's definitely, I'd try that.
So Pizza Hut, if you're listening, just... we'd like some ice cream.
Nectar apologizes for his Nutella outburst.
I love Pizza Hut.
Yeah, yeah. See, stuff like that, I'm happy to go and try it for the thrill factor. Yeah, it's fun.
Look, Pizza Hut's done some good stuff, man. The Garfield one,
I forgot about that.
SpongeBob.
The Ninja Turtles.
Ninja Turtles. Yeah. That was weird. That was like a green pizza.
Who had the mac and cheese pizza?
That was the Garfield one.
Yeah, that was a Garfield
one. And the bowl of names.
And then I think Domino's tried to recreate it, didn't they?
They did.
Did they? Okay, yeah.
They had a pasta range,
yeah,
which I don't think went well because it went away.
Disappeared all of a sudden, yeah.
I don't know, but I love Domino's.
Remember when Domino's used to do the New York slice?
The massive ones. They were sick, man. They weren't the best, but they were good.
The crust that fills to the edge of the box.
Oh yeah, those.
You've been New York, yeah.
You know when
you're walking down like Manhattan or whatever, and there's $1.99 pizzas with a can of Coke.
That's what I was just gonna say. They're the best ones ever, though, man.
It's just the pizza's like amazing, right? You're like $1.99, but the vibe, like you're standing with people, and it's just mad.
And they usually got the chili flakes and the parmesan on the table there,
But they don't have a lot of toppings in America. It's just a lot of cheese.
$1.99 is just a pepperoni on top,
and that's it. But they're good.
They're good. Yeah. Actually, I think they put it up finally now. Well, sorry, it was 99 cents because of inflation.
That's what it was, 99 cents.
Yeah,
right?
It's $1.99 now.
Yeah, that's right.
I had to put it up to $2, which is still
fast. That's totally fast.
Still good.
Oh, I love New York.
When I was in New York last, 2022, I walked past this 99 cent place and it was lunchtime. It was packed, man. Like, it was full. There was people outside just eating. No benches on. They're just eating in the... Like, 99 cents, you can't go wrong, man. You just get a couple.
No way, a couple of dollars.
Give me 10 slices for that amount.
Yeah, man. What else did we see for April Fools?
We had your favorite, Vegemite High Smile.
Make it happen, guys.
Oh, God, no,
they
stop.
Replied to me, and I think they said something like they might think
I
about
feel like it.
It
would probably work.
I reckon,
like, go, you know,
I reckon in the High Smile lab, they've already got this thing made.
Surely.
It's already sitting on the shelf.
Or they've trialed it and it doesn't work.
Yeah. It's gone into their reject
bin. It's not going to give you fresh breath, but they got charcoal toothpaste, so what's the difference?
Well, look at the other ones that they've released. Like, they've had the red velvet, they've had like the bubble gum, the blueberry.
Didn't they just do a food one with pickles and stuff, or was that a joke as well?
I don't know.
I saw like a mustard flavor.
Oh, yeah, I think that was like a cheeseburger.
It was like pickles.
But that's not going to give you fresh breath, but people still buy it.
It's more the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm brushing my teeth, I want fresh breath.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to bed with
it's mint or nothing.
Caramel latte flavored teeth.
The only time I do mint is when I'm brushing my teeth and when I'm chewing
the
gum.
Amount of high small tubes I have sitting in my cupboard in my bathroom that I've tried once and then just never used again.
They also did in the US a Dr. Pepper toothpaste.
No.
That's one thing American I will never get on board. I don't like Dr. Pepper.
I'll go a Pepsi Max toothpaste.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. Dr. Pepper, I don't like the taste.
Dr. Pepper's
at
like
all.
A step above. Yeah. Everyone says it's like a cough medicine sort of flavor.
Have you not tried it?
No, I've had it, It is very strong, but yeah, it's a quiet
taste.
If I was really thirsty
and there was nothing available, then I'd probably
just
drink it.
Dehydrate.
But yeah. They've got Dr. Pepper in the international aisle,
though. Yeah, in Coles.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Oh, do they? There you go.
Maybe I'll bring us some next week. What do you say, Nick?
No, I'm good.
The grape Fanta that sits there on the shelf as well, no one buys.
I just think people like our age wouldn't really go in that section much.
Yeah, that's why they don't sell. Yeah,
I feel like the nonnas and all that probably.
Yeah, because they're looking for a spice pack at all.
Well, a lot of people that have like you know came from overseas to live here probably go in that all.
Of course,
I'm gonna plug my own April Fools because I've never seen so many people rage at once. Like,
remind me, what was yours?
The Vegemite Daryl Lee.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Right?
Hey, Daryl Lee followed me today on TikTok. So I followed back.
Oh God!
But you tell us your one.
That's the best of.
I actually think it'll be so good.
Your one. I thought it was going to be funny. It was just traumatic in the end.
Did you see that one?
I saw it.
People need to realize that Nick actually
jokes a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
I'm 6 months for this shit flavor. I'm done with this company. I'm like, mate. It's a joke, right? It's a joke. Like, just chill out.
People don't get it, though. They don't realize.
But like, people, surely you followed me long enough to know that Vegemite and Daryl Lee in one thing.
Correct. Imagine,
right?
It just makes me think: do all these people just not watch your stories?
I don't know, because the messages was like, "I so shit, never again." Blah blah. Blah. Like, chill out, death threats. Chill out. I'm not coming.
But hey, on the real, have you actually ever tried Vegemite in a brownie?
No, we're not talking about it.
It's not going to happen in his kitchen, man.
Never.
Worth a try, mate.
Can you just, why doesn't he just make two and just put them online, and if they sell, they sell?
Yeah, why didn't you do a savory release?
Nah, nope.
Can you do a Shapes chocolate?
Okay, ask me my ultimate brownie flavor that you've never made before. And I think I've mentioned it to you and you ignored it.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite?
I reckon he should do an ethnic release and do a galactobudiko.
Oh, yeah.
Like a baklava.
Like, do that for like
an ethnic release.
Oh no, we did test the baklava one out. We did test it out.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I reckon it'll be good.
Greek Easter.
All those Lebanese sweets, you know, with the cream in them. Sanudzud, whatever they call it. I don't know how to say it. I'm so sorry.
What's the cheese pie Turkish thing?
Oh no, that's kind of
fair. I can't even say
actually, it's funny you say that. Turkish Delight, when I released it, sold out within like 30 seconds.
Turkish Delight, mint, old gold dark chocolate.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. Nick, three different coals.
Nick, homework for you, and you'll know what I'm talking about. Go to a Greek supermarket and get those Ion chocolate bars.
Oh,
you know,
the
Greek
ones? Good. Yeah.
Chuck them in there.
Good.
And next week.
Man. Yeah, but so expensive if you're going to get heaps of. They're like $3-4.
$3-4, but the hazelnut one, the green one.
I've never tried it.
They're good.
Good.
They're
good.
They're actually good.
What about the Greek Oreos? What are they called?
They've got. Yemisti? Yemistar.
Okay, this is quickly turning into a Greek.
Sorry, guys.
What's the Greek chocolate that's like Milka? Because they haven't. It's got the Oreo. Is it Ion as well?
I think Ion. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's the biggest one.
Oreo one filled and stuff like that too.
For some reason, Ion, I'm just picturing like a bald muscle man holding a chocolate.
Ion.
Ion. Yeah.
Check it on TikTok. I think heaps of people have been eating it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you did a review on it once, didn't you?
No, I've never tried it. I got the Oreo Greek biscuits.
That was my April Fool's. It was pretty funny. What you used to? What was your standout?
Andrew, what was yours?
For me, it was I don't want to say it because we're going to go into it, but.
I thought your favorite would have been the wagon wheel with shapes in it. Wagon wheel chicken crimpy. It was chicken crimpy wagon wheel.
I didn't see that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be interesting
chicken
to try.
Crimpy wagon. Yeah, I did see that. Yes.
I reckon the saltiness and the sweetness would actually work.
That'd be good. Yeah. My all-time favorite would be the Macca's McFry and the McPickle.
Oh, yeah.
But
you can kind of make that.
But yeah, the shapes wagon wheel, that would be good.
I reckon actually would be good.
Crimpy chicken?
Yeah, the crimpy ones, yeah.
Well, okay.
Crimpies are slept on, I reckon. Oh, I like them.
Yeah.
I like the nacho ones are slept on.
Oh, yeah, nacho.
Yes.
Oh, so next year there's a nacho cheese.
The nacho one is.
I'm already lining up.
And Krispy Kreme had... this is my favorite one. Krispy Kreme had bring in anything you want to get glazed.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Wait, what'd you say?
It was April Fool's, but
bring in anything you want.
We'll glaze anything you want.
You know what? They're in the sin bin. They're in the sin bin for the last 6 months. Yeah. It's been 10 different chocolate variations of a donut.
Oh, did you see? You saw my post today, yes. Yeah?
Like,
of which one?
They're pretty much their donuts have been shit lately. Mate, should I review?
How did we go from Golden Gay Time collab, Snickers, Peanut, M&M, Biscoff, right? Hershey's.
It's weird.
Oh my God, the more I think about it, the more sad I'm getting. The Reese's, right?
Collabs, Reese's was good, yes.
Even the Reese's original one that we used to have with the peanut butter filling.
Oh, yeah, right? Those. Yeah, they were all good, man.
What's happened? It's just nothing's been released.
I'll go into a 7-Eleven now and I won't even touch it. Like, it just doesn't interest me anymore.
I normally get excited over a new Krispy Kreme release because it's fun to review and stuff.
Back in the day, the caramels.
Back in the day, 100%.
Honeycomb.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Krispy Kreme, listen to this, right? If you want to reinvent yourself, do like a top 20 and bring back the top 20 collaborations.
Yeah.
Please do something. Yeah. I don't want to see chocolate donut again because I'm actually going to have to rip my screen
and it's
out.
Like it's all the same stuff. Again, we're talking recycling.
It's like, how can you do 20 ways different with a chocolate? Like, it's...
And even the Easter ones. Look, if they want to do like an Australian theme so they can differentiate themselves.
Yes, Milo.
Yes.
Have they done a Tim Tam one, though?
I feel like they have.
So what have they done? It's just chocolate with crumbs on top.
Yeah,
that's it.
Like Nectro wants a Krispy Kreme.
I reckon the Biscoff one should stay 100%. Yeah. Like,
when was the last time we had the Biscoff ones?
A while ago.
They came out again.
They came out last year. Maybe last
year, yeah. At some point.
And they're still on that Woolies website.
Are they?
When you type in Biscoff.
I feel like Woolies is very hit and miss with Krispy Kremes, though.
They get all of them, don't they?
Sometimes they.
No,
they
I feel like they've always just got glazed. Yeah.
No, they do get the collabs.
But I think it's a bit delayed, isn't it?
I think delayed
time wise, you mean? Oh, okay.
Well, 7-Eleven usually get the exclusive.
7-Eleven has the exclusive,
Yeah, well, there you go.
What else was there for April Fools? I'm just having a look.
Oh, Pringles in the US did a sour cream and onion soda.
I can't even feel like we can say anything about the US. I feel like we just missed out so much with the US. The US ones have so much cool ones.
Yeah.
Like we were saying before, the sparkling hot dog water sounds disgusting, but I'd definitely try it.
Well, there was one for Tim Tams. There was bangers and mash, scotch egg, fish and chips, and scones and cream.
That was the April Fool's from last year because I remember people talking about it.
Tim Tams didn't do one this year.
The Oreo DIY kit.
That was last year.
Because this is my dream. Like,
here we go.
I would literally, if I could, use that middle cream as moisturizer. I'd lather myself in it. I would literally quit my job, close chocolate, just sit in the bathtub of Oreo Funfetti.
You know what would be good though? Oh, you can get, you know how you can get the marshmallow fluff?
I'm getting the hot sweats.
Give us a jar of Oreo cream.
Yes.
Because you and I were standing at the front before we were talking about it. What do? You scrape it off into a jar?
Yeah, true. What's your favorite part of the Oreo, the biscuit or the cream?
Cream.
Okay.
The cream, because the biscuit's just a normal chocolate.
Give me a
biscuit.
Pumpkin spice Oreo any day with a pumpkin spice cream.
Now, you know what I want a jar of? The cinnamon one they brought out, the double stuff.
Before they made mega stuff, I used to buy a packet, rip all the biscuits out, and make a fat one like that just to eat that. Yeah. Man, that cream's just.
The cream is. Oh.
No, I want. Go.
No.
100%. Like Oreo needs to get in contact with us and say, what do we want in Australia? Because there's so many Oreo flavors in America.
You go to the aisle there and it's literally it's like phenomenal. It's ridiculous. A full aisle of Oreos.
Oreo is what Tim Tam is here.
Yeah.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
And I guess Tim Tam here has their own like block.
And Tim Tam's, look, just, we need a new release of Tim Tam's. I feel
we haven't had anything in a while.
The last one was the coconut coming back, I guess.
That one pretty good. Yeah, what's been your favorite Tim Tam, actually? Before, actually getting off topic here, but.
Favorite. I haven't tried all of them, to be honest, but I reckon the original, the peanut butter one years ago was good.
That was my favorite.
That was really good.
It was in like a brownish packaging. Yeah, I remember.
That would have been
that good. That was good, yes.
Or the Biscoff one.
don't even start with that.
Nah, but that would be good.
Is that the one that got you a Nova?
Yeah, that's right.
Biscoff in a Tim Tam would be fire. Like, that would be so good.
It would be really good.
In a white Tim Tam.
Mm.
Oh, chocolate and Biscoff doesn't work.
Yeah.
White Tim Tam.
It works,
but
just not for me.
Yes. Yeah, no. But believe it or not, guys, like I know we don't mind white chocolate, but most people prefer milk. Have you realised?
Well, guess what? They don't matter.
No. But I feel like with Biscoff, white does work better, but most people prefer milk. Even with the ice creams, people like we prefer the milk one. Mm.
Yeah. Everyone says white chocolate's too sweet.
Mm.
And I'm like, you know what? Perfect.
More give for them me. To me.
More for me.
We're part of the white chocolate cult.
Yeah,
100%.
This is definitely a white chocolate cult.
We need to start a cult list of what the cults are.
I just thought of something, and you're all going to hate me. I've never seen white choc and mint.
Oh, here we go.
White choc and mint.
You get your Aero bar, it's always milk
don't
choc.
Don't they have a white chocolate Aero and mint? No, they don't.
White choc peppermint. Surely there's something white choc peppermint.
Like even you get, you know those peppermint chocolates that you have after dinner?
Mm.
It's milk choc.
True, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen it either.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I think that's something they should bring out. People would love it.
After dinner, mints are meant to be like for like to cleanse the palate. Chocolate's a bit more, this is only my theory, but chocolate's a bit more bitter. So obviously mixing with the mint makes it a bit more of that bitter. Whereas if you add it with a white chocolate, you're going to get like a dessert kind of vibe. Yeah,
maybe
it
could be.
No, but you're saying for an actual dessert option.
They really
haven't made anything.
No.
I know, an Aero with mint filling and white chocolate. Yeah, that would work.
Why I know you hate mint, but maybe we can do a white chocolate.
Imagine an Aero with Milky Bar filling. Oh, that'd be mad.
Yeah.
Or a Milky Bar with like oozing out mint.
Yeah.
For you. That would be cool.
I'm just picturing toothpaste coming out of chocolate.
No, not a soy, oozing out of mint. But I actually think that'll be popular.
That's disgusting.
People love mint.
Nick, just give us a chocolate white choc Aero.
I'm going to have to actually make it now because it sounds... You know what my favorite April Fool's was actually?
What?
Daryl Lee releasing three actual products. The Rocky Lee, right? That was my favorite April Fool's. I'm telling you now, right? I am in this like toxic relationship with them where I'm like, I'm not coming back. I'm done. Right? Finished. And then as soon as the new bar's out.
Bro, it's the worst chocolate.
Right? I can't work out the psychology. I've sat down and I'm very self-aware. Sat myself in my room and I'm like, why do I keep going back to this brand? They let me down. You know, am I used to letdowns in my life?
That's right.
I'm going to be fair. Their bullets go hard.
That's it.
Don't you reckon?
That's the only thing.
That white bar, that white raspberry bullet bar was the best they ever brought out.
Just
after
the
that.
Bullets on their own even.
Yeah, just on their own. You know, like the
bullets.
I can't talk. I don't touch.
You know, so you've never?
I have and I've been disappointed. So I'm just like, you know what? Cadbury it is.
People love Daryl Lee.
But you know what? For me, I feel like.
And their Rocky Road's good. Sorry.
I feel like Daryl Lee have gone to the Mondelez Cadbury factory and they've scraped all the excess shit off the bottom of the jar and they're using it for chocolate.
So that's, so you're not a fan?
No, it just tastes, just the consistency of the chocolate.
I reckon I like them more than what you two do, but I know what you mean.
I'm a Cadbury guy as well, but I'll go for the bullets.
Even Hershey's
and Rocky Road. Bullets, yeah.
Rocky Road.
Hershey's right. I don't know what it is. When you eat their white chocolate, it has this artificial plasticky taste after. I'm just not a fan.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But their new.
That salted caramel?
That I need to in try the that. Balls, I've only tried it.
No, the bar is sick, yes. It's
yeah,
good.
But
it's good.
That's a good taste. Yeah, like the salted caramel, it's really good.
It's probably the best salted caramel product I've had.
I'm going to 7-Eleven after here.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite Krispy Kreme collabs, the Hershey's, the cookies and cream filled donut. That was
yeah, that was
they
good,
were good
yeah.
Yes, the chocolate one. All right.
So speaking of our favorite April Fools, are we trying any of them?
We put it to the people.
We put it to the people, and it looks like Subway's Fairy Bread won, an Aussie classic. Going
back
to
just could have picked something more speaking of that.
Let me just let's grab the results.
You could have picked the DIY Oreo kit for Nick.
And that would have been screwed.
It would have been me scraping out cream off the biscuit.
Here we go. So we had four options. It was the DIY Oreo kit, the McFry Vegemite toothpaste, or Subway Fairy Bread with a whopping 49% Subway Fairy Bread.
What did the Vegemite get? Surely nothing.
It's just fairy bread.
Yeah, most
so, that. Yeah, same, because the McFry ended up coming second with 27% and in equal third, DIY Oreo and Vegemite toothpaste.
There you go. Subway slaps.
I just don't get it. It's fairy bread.
I thought people would want to see us brush our teeth 100%. With Vegemite.
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm going to get this fairy bread.
Let's go. Go get it. Let's do it. Hang on. Ready? Let me move this microphone.
Okay, guys, before they try, I refuse to try it because I'm basically eating fairy bread. This is all for marketing.
This is so boring to me. Like, I don't even understand how this is a thing.
But people would buy this. They actually would. They would, I reckon.
Why?
It just doesn't make
Look,
sense
Look, as
to
a
me.
Parent here and the only one, if I was out and about and my daughter was doing my head in and that was an option and that's what she wanted, that'll be good as an option.
Would you buy it for yourself?
No, not for me, no.
I can't even show you this properly, but you get the picture. It's half a Subway roll bread. With butter and...
It's white fairy bread
I'm
going to
do
Subway.
It this way because, Brayden, Smart.
So
I really
can we just quickly break
carpet?
It down? So Dub went to Subway and ordered just the roll.
Hold on. Bro was super excited that I walked in.
He was the only customer
And
for the
then
day.
He's like, oh, you just want a bread roll? I'm like, yeah. Literally. Can you cut it for me? Thanks.
No teriyaki, no Southwest.
Just the bread roll.
Nothing. Just
the
bread,
roll.
You guys could have made it more interesting by getting Italian herb or something.
Italian herb.
Don't you reckon?
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to Subway and it's always Italian herb. But anyway.
Let's go.
I'm folding it in half.
Oh, guys, guess what? I'm eating fairy bread.
Wow. Fairy bread.
I am done.
Whoever. Okay. I'm going to go on a Nick rant here. If you're the marketing genius at Subway and you've gone home and you're like, this is the best thing I've ever designed in my life, you failed because this is crap.
What a mess. It's very crap.
I reckon, you know, guys, what? Subway are testing it to see the reaction and they're probably just going to bring it out as an option.
Just give us a Subway footlong cookie then.
Oh, I'm dying for
and
those.
And a churro. That's it.
I am dying for those.
Subway, you may not eat fairy bread. It's not as good as OG Fairy Bread. It's not, I don't know.
I'm sorry, Dub. I know you probably paid for this, but I'm putting it in the bin.
Poor. Yeah.
Do you want to try
it? Nick?
It's Fairy Bread. Well, anyway, next year, hopefully we get some more creations like the
Daniel's Donuts.
pickle.
Yes, hopefully. Shout out to them. That was good. Well played.
Once again, well done. Yeah, I agree.
Well, very well done. Like I said, for the day, bring it out. Give us some hype and we'll go get it.
Yeah.
Well, that's been the Food Fails podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Yassou.